had over 100 students yesterday advocating for this and other issues that are facing our students and our state university specifically.
And let's talk about them one by one. Let's begin with the first initiative that is before the Florida Senate, I believe. It would waive out-of-state fees for the children of the undocumented. Why is this drawing so much attention?
Well, this wouldn't be something that Florida does without any national precedent. We have 17 other states who permit certain undocumented students to pay in-state tuition rates. Some states immediately grant them residency status for the sake of tuition purposes. SB 1400, which was introduced by Senator Latvala, actually weighs the out-of-state costs for students. And what the Florida Student Association, which is the council of the 11 student body presidents in the state of Florida, what we think is that these students did not make the decision to be undocumented. These decisions were made by either their parents or those before them. And you know, again, it was at no fault of their own that they are in this position. And, you know, a Supreme Court case made it unconstitutional to not allow undocumented students to not receive a K-12 education. So when you do graduate from high school, when these students do graduate from high school, we've invested in their education until then. And to close the door on them when they receive their high school diploma is just incorrect. And when we do invest in these students, it does help the state of Florida economically. And really, these students, the practical argument really is they're not going anywhere. And they've gone through our education system until high school, and it's only correct to allow them to receive a higher education.
We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. How have you seen this played out in front of your own eyes on the UNF campus?
UNF has students who are undocumented. This is an issue that in South Florida and other parts of Florida is probably a little bit more relevant. However, we have students that fit into this category everywhere in the state, and we were happy to see Speaker Will Weatherford come out in favor of it at the beginning or prior to the legislative session starting, and we've received a lot of positive feedback from students when it did pass, when the House version passed in the House of Representatives a week ago today, actually.
It's not likely, though, to pass the Senate, is it? Or it faces more of an uphill battle in the state Senate?
You know, Melissa, I'm new to this process. Senator Jack Latvala is convinced that he has the votes on the Senate floor to pass this bill. Understand that the bill does not only include in-state tuition rates for undocumented students. The bill also talks about tuition in itself. It rolls back the amount in which tuition can be raised every year. It also completely eliminates a part of state statute which grants an immediate adjustment in tuition per the rate of inflation. So there are other issues in the bill that make it a positive move, just as the undocumented issue does. And we're hoping that these issues in this bill will drive senators to pass it. There are three committees that it still needs to be heard in, judiciary and then two appropriations committees. And we're hoping that the chairman of those committees at least put it up for a vote. And we the students in all the 11 schools will be there for those committee meetings, and hopefully that alone will be enough to drive it through.
And we'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937 as we talk the costs of higher education this morning on First Coast Connect. We want your opinion on whether or not the state should give in-state tuition fees to undocumented immigrants. That is being debated right now in Tallahassee. Also, Carlo, you're in Tallahassee to lobby for something called Hard Hats for Higher Education, calling for
Absolutely.
More funding toward the state's universities. Tell us about that.
Well, Hard Hats for Higher Ed is a sub-campaign from what we started last year, which was the Aim Higher campaign, which is simply asking our legislators to invest in our higher education system. I believe I spoke with you about it last year in my first term as SG president. What we're asking is that the lawmakers entertain the Board of Trustees' request for a $9 million investment in our infrastructure at UNF. We're asking for $9 million for Skinner Jones Hall North and South, which were two of the very first buildings on our university's campus. What the $9 million would do is add a third floor to the buildings and completely update all of our laboratories and facilities in those two buildings, and allowing our students to use up-to-date equipment and really putting them in an environment with, again, facilities that they would be using as soon as they enter the workforce, whether it's something in biology, chemistry, any of these STEM degrees.
And let's go to your calls right now this morning. If you're just joining First Coast Connect, here's our question to callers right now. What do you think about the proposal before state lawmakers that would waive out-of-state fees for the children of undocumented immigrants, giving undocumented students a chance at an affordable college education? Where do you stand? 549-2937 to join us. Let's go to Star in St. Augustine this morning. Hi, Star. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm currently a UNF student. I'm working on a secondary degree in biology. So I'm wanting to get out of the high schools in Duval County and teach biology. And English language learners, multicultural students, are an ever-increasing population in our schools, especially here in Duval County. And for me, as a future teacher, I feel that this is a great idea because I want every opportunity given to every student that I have in my class, whether or not they're, you know, legally here or not. The student did not make the choice to come here, and we need to give them every opportunity to reach the American dream, to have that access to higher education.
Star, thanks for your call. And Carlo, UNF just put a poll in the field on this issue just yesterday. The university's polling operation released mixed results on this. 33% of the state's voters support the proposal to give undocumented immigrants in-state tuition. About 29% strongly oppose the idea. This is a politically sensitive issue, Carlo.
It is, and we understand that. But before moving forward, I have to debunk one of the myths that's been circulating. This will not increase the cost on our state universities or for the state of Florida in general. These students, these families pay Florida taxes. There were studies that came out, over $1 billion are paid for by these undocumented students, specifically in sales taxes, gasoline taxes. And, you know, I'm the son of two Italians, so this issue does really hit home to me. Like Star said, we need to be giving these students the opportunity of the American dream. And without an education, that's just simply not possible.
Here's a tweet from a listener. Crystal says, my answer on this is yes. I am an immigrant success story, and in-state tuition and academic scholarships were key. 549-2937. Let's go to Rick in Jacksonville. Hello, Rick. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm for, but here's an issue, and I haven't read the bill or anything. You always got to be careful of people who bear gifts. If they come forward as undocumented immigrants, what peril does that put the parents in for INS to step in?
Thanks for that question, Rick. Interesting point. Carlo?
I'm not entirely sure if the bill addresses the INS situation. However, they are here, and I do not believe the federal government would move in and deport them, essentially. But I do think it's an interesting issue that Rick points out, and I'm pretty sure that Senator Latvala, Representative Nunez have addressed this in any of their speaking points when talking to opposition leaders for this.
Right. I mean, there could be potentially unintended consequences, as there often are, to legislation that has a positive intent. It's hard to say.
And again, though, these students, they're paying taxes. They're already here, and they're not going anywhere. And this is not going to incentivize illegal behavior.
Yeah.
These students are simply looking for their opportunity.
Let's go to Matt in Atlantic Beach. Hey, Matt. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say I didn't know a lot about the immigration bill before that you were trying to push forward. And like after hearing the argument and the practical sense that it makes, like just to get the return on investment, you know, it's like these kids go all the way, like you said, they go all the way through high school. And I think that, you know, the practical argument is just unavoidable here. Like we really need to be getting the most out of the 12 years we put these kids through. And, you know, seeing them achieve higher education is the best way to do that. So I think that, I mean, I'm totally in support of this. It's really awesome to hear about.
Matt, thanks for the call. And it's 549-2937. Let us know where you stand on the proposal to waive out-of-state tuition fees for the undocumented. Alec from the UNF campus. Hi, Alec. Good morning.
Hi. I had a question. For years, I've been receiving the emails from the UNF student government about fighting to keep the tuition lower, and now that you want to extend in-state tuition to undocumented students, how do you plan to keep our tuition lower while also giving it to other people?
Alec, thanks. Well, Carlo, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Well, this wouldn't be redistributing funds that you pay in your tuition to those to any other students. This is simply waiving the out-of-state costs that the undocumented students are currently paying and allowing them to pay the in-state tuition rates. Again, there are the state contributes about roughly 50% around that percentage to our state universities, whether it be in educational cost or just general costs for our education. And the student contributes the remaining 50%. And now we would be allowing the undocumented students just to pay the in-state rates. It wouldn't be redistributing anything, and it wouldn't effectively raise other students' tuition. This is simply addressing those students who are at no fault of their own considered undocumented.
Let me ask you, though, Carlo, about tuition rates in general. The UNF poll that went out into the field just the other day, the results came back yesterday. 20% of the state's voters say tuition rates in Florida should be raised to national averages. About 25% say let's cut tuition but increase state funding for higher education. When you were lobbying in Tallahassee this week, how much of your effort was focused on just the cost of college in general?
Well, we think the students think that the state of Florida should invest in our system, and we have been and will continue to fight for low tuition rates. to have 15% tuition increase year after year is not sustainable, and you'll see that the cost of a Florida prepaid program has skyrocketed because they are taking into account that lawmakers through the legislative process and then through the state board process that governs our system are effectively raising tuition year after year. This was the first year that we're looking at legislation that's making it through the House and the Senate to stop these tuition increases altogether. Last year, we had one of the smaller increases in recent history. All throughout the universities, tuition went up roughly 1.7%, the cost of inflation. And I'm hoping that at the end of this year, starting in the next academic year, we will not see a tuition increase at all. And this is at large part because of the efforts of our governor and the legislature, quote unquote, holding the line on tuition, understanding that Florida families cannot afford that constant hike in these costs in our universities and our state colleges.
Lots of calls as we talk about the cost of college here on First Coast Connect this morning, and a proposal before lawmakers right now that would waive out-of-state fees for the children of the undocumented. Let us know where you stand. Let's go to Sherry in St. Augustine. Hello, Sherry. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I went back and forth on this issue a lot, and I have two high school seniors, and most likely they're both going to be going to Florida schools because of that benefit of the in-state tuition. And, you know, I think a lot of people may not realize that it's not a matter of, you know, giving these people a break on their tuition. It's a matter of they either get in-state tuition fees or they don't go. And, you know, I think that that's something that maybe should be highlighted more in this discussion, that it's not, we're not just saying we're going to make it easier. We're going to make it possible for people to go to college. And I don't know that in our circumstance personally that my kids would be able to go to an out-of-state college, which is why we're sticking with Florida. So I'll take my comment off the air. Thank you.
Sherry, thanks. And she brings up the larger point, Carlo, which is that whether you're the child of an undocumented immigrant or not, for many Americans, college is just simply no longer in reach financially.
Very, very true. And Melissa, I completely agree. Had I been forced to pay out-of-state tuition prices, I would have been priced out of the conversation. I would not be at the University of North Florida if I were to pay three times as much as I'm currently paying.
Chuck in Cecil Commerce Center. Hi, Chuck. Good morning. Thanks for calling from your side of town.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm probably one of the few that are calling that are against it. And the reason is, if you're an undocumented person and you're over 18 and your parents are raised here, how do you know that the person didn't just move here last week and say, okay, now I'm an undocumented person and I get the same rate that somebody that's lived here for a long time? Also, undocumented aliens are not legally in this country from their parents. So to say, well, let's give them a break, it's costing the taxpayers a lot of money in different ways. Their parents aren't paying Social Security. They're not paying into other kind of funds. And here we are going to give them this benefit. It's just not good to the people that have paid in all this time.
Thank you, Chuck. That's Chuck over at the Cecil Commerce Center. So, Carlo, what about that? And millions of Americans do agree with Chuck. They see this type of proposal as rewarding illegal behavior, and they just don't think it's fair.
Well, thank you, Chuck, for your call. First off, the bill that we're discussing right now, SB 1400 and its House version, address the myth that the student just moved here. The student would have had to have lived in Florida. The House version that was passed says 4 years. The Senate version currently, I believe, says 3 years, if not 4 years. And they must have graduated from a Florida high school. They will not take away slots in our university system for any current citizen. And then they also need to certify that they are either seeking residency status or are trying to become a citizen. Now, also, the other funds or the other taxes that they pay, Medicare, Social Security, I don't think those are relevant in this conversation. They do pay the Florida taxes, though, which in return fund our higher education programs. And that's really the conversation. If they're paying into the program, why should they be priced out of the opportunity to attend a university?
John in St. Augustine, lots of calls on this topic. Hi, John. Good morning, John. Oh, we lost John, but let's go to Ish. Is it Ish in Jacksonville? Ish, good morning. All right, let's try Jason. Jason in Jacksonville is on the line. Hi, Jason. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Melissa. It's Jason, the Faculty Senate President at FSCJ. I just thought I'd bring a faculty perspective to this.
Terrific.
We are, of course, very encouraging and very much desirous to have as much access to higher education as is possible. I just wanted to respectfully correct your guest on one single item. The cost of tuition has gone up as a result of the state legislature and the governor. less than 10 years ago, it used to be that the state paid between 75 and 80% of the tuition bill, the in-state tuition, and the students picked up the other part. Well, progressively up to this point, we're roughly at about the state funding 54% and the students picking up the other percent. Colleges have not gone on a spending spree. In fact, as you noted, we're trying to get our PICO dollars back for building maintenance and such. But the cost of tuition truly has been placed squarely on the legislature and the governor. And I truly believe that we can achieve full access if they shifted gears and started funding education appropriately. I applaud y'all's efforts, and on behalf of the faculty, I hope we can get more of you all in higher education. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. So lots of calls. Carlo Fossey, your final thoughts. I assume you'll be leaving the Capitol later today. Do you feel it was productive?
I do. I think we the students were able to make this issue center stage, and we're hoping that it'll be enough to allow the chairman of the three committees that SB 1400 needs to go through before reaching the Senate floor to actually address the issue. And to address the president's remarks there at the end from FSTJ, the students are naive to the fact that there were budgets that were signed in previous years, not necessarily this last year, but in previous years of Governor Scott's administration that did raise tuition on students, that cut our university system in Florida, over $300 million were cut, and the shortfalls were made up for by the students. And that ratio of how much the state invests versus the students has adjusted in the last couple of years and in the last couple of decades. And we're hoping that the state of Florida recognizes the importance of a higher education, that it's not simply viewed as an expenditure, but as an investment in our state's future. And Melissa, I appreciate you letting me speak this morning, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa.